Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, I'm going to talk about one of my favorite cities in the world, New York. We have a person who is very, very suitable to talk about this, Sunny Bates. Sunny is a great friend of mine. She is the CEO of Sunny Bates Associates, and she's also on the board of Kickstarter and TED Brain. She is the co-founder of Serial Entrepreneurs, and she has many other amazing achievements, which we'll talk about later, but she is resided in New York, one of my favorite cities. Hi, Sunny, 你好.
你好. Hello, Shannon, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thank you for calling us from New York, and it's one of my favorite cities in the world, and I'm sure for many people too. How many years have you been in New York?
I've been in New York about 35 years.
Wow, that's your entire lifetime.
Not quite, but close.
So why did you choose to go to New York?
Oh, because I fell in love with it. I grew up in the Midwest, and then I went to school in upstate New York at Cornell, and we would come down and get dressed up and sneak into Studio 54. And I fell madly in love with it and decided I'd come to New York and make my fame and fortune.
Right, amazing. Wow. Oh, I wish I could move there. And just like many people, what's the population in New York, do you know?
About 9 million.
9 million, about the same size as London, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think New York, there's a large Chinese community, probably large every community there in New York.
Yes.
And also, you probably know that when British people, they actually renamed every place following the same name as they had in the UK, like Cambridge to Cambridge. And then New York to York. And there's a place called York in North England. So New England.
Yes.
And Gloucester.
We have a Gloucester.
And then when Chinese people went, they say 纽约.
纽约.
And
纽约.
That's right. And in fact, there is not much etymology I can share here because they basically just hear the sound New York. And then try to pick up the most similar Chinese characters.
Aha. Very smart.
Very smart. Just like there are some similar words. Like, for example, how to say coffee in Chinese. They say cafe. So it's really nothing profound other than they have to pick up a word sounding slightly similar.
Mm-hmm.
Or the most similar to the original word in English or in Italian.
Sort of like Chinese.
Yeah, so 纽约. So next time when you hear some Chinese people, when they can't say New York, you may hear 纽约, and you know they are talking about your city, New York.
I will have to listen very carefully when I'm down near Chinatown.
Right, 纽约. And then to add a city, New York City, then they say 纽约市.
纽约市.
市 means city.
是.
是 is the
是.
是 is the fourth tone, so we go down. 纽约市.
纽约市.
Yep. And then to say the state, New York State, they say 州.
州.
州 means state. So New York State, 纽约州.
纽约州.
Perfect. Now you can say New York, New York City, New York State. They are all different. So New York has been a vibrant and fun city. Can you share with us, if I have 3 nights in the evening, which are the 3 top places you will go to?
That's such a good question. Well, I think one night you would have to go to see a Broadway show.
Right.
Which would take you into Times Square, which is, I think, now the number one tourist destination in all of the U.S.
Wow.
Which is kind of hard to imagine, but it's true. So you walk through Times Square, and no matter what time of day or night is, it's always bright there. And if you had one night, if you could, you'd get tickets to see Hamilton.
Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Which is an extraordinary play that swept the Tony Awards this last year. And it's the story of Alexander Hamilton, who was an immigrant.
Yep.
Who came from the Caribbean and has an extraordinary history, including dying in a duel at the hands of his rival. So it's a magnificent show. So that's definitely, you would do that. This is all in Manhattan. Going to the Ellis Island and around the Statue of Liberty is a fantastic, also a fantastic show. And there's something right now, which is there's a photographer, a street photographer, whom you may know about, a Frenchman named J.R. And he's done this beautiful installation in Ellis Island, which is where all the immigrants would have to come through on their way to the U.S.
Yeah, the French photographer who has like big eyes, big faces on the building and the landscape.
Absolutely. Seeing that is quite moving. A bike ride, or if you're a romantic, a carriage ride through Central Park is always great. It's a really vibrant, beautiful park in the center of the city. Depends on what kind of year, but in the next few weeks it'll be full of spring blossoms, and that always makes me feel spring is such a beautiful season because it makes you feel like beginnings, and after the gray, dark time of winter that there is a new beginning and that life will go on, and that's always a great thing.
Right. New York is such a lovely place, New York, and even if we love it so much, is there anything that you think could have been better or you think you wish to change for New York?
Oh, I think there's all kinds of things you'd like to change, and it depends if you're talking about institutions. I think we need a lot of work with our school system. I think if you talk about the subways, in some ways have gotten much better than when I first came to New York, but I think they could always be improved. It's a big, bustling, complicated city with lots of old infrastructure. So our new president lives at the corner of 56th and 5th Avenue. And so the traffic has become a huge, giant, snarled hairball there.
Oh.
Because of all the security surrounding his building. And so they closed off a number of the streets at a most important intersection. So I think I would remove him if I could change one thing in the city right now.
Yeah, I happen to share the same thing.
I
love New York, and then every time when I went there, I feel like home, and just like the way I love London. The only thing I wish I could change actually is the motorway between the city and the airport.
Yes, but that is pretty terrible. It's true.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sunny, for sharing with us, and thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today we talk about New York, my favorite city, New York, and I have one of my favorite people, Sunny, with us. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.